Yes, what?
Fred, have you any idea what number this is? You probably don't, or maybe you surprised me how many times you've been here.
10th year.
every year since 2007, so this is the 10th year.
10th year. Every year you come, every year you have a good time, or you have the right kind of time? How would you describe what you get when you come here?
I haven't been doing what I'm capable of doing yet. It's like I keep coming here and it's one thing after another. Either I'm messing with the tent or something blowing down or whatever. And so I never came here and not have one real bad day.
But Fred, there's something happens here that you like. I mean, there's something here that encourages you or motivates you to keep coming back, like the Energizer Bunny. Fred's every year.
The volunteers and the competitors, both.
Now, speaking of one of the competitors, sitting next to you is a new girl on the block, Yolanda. Yolanda, has he taught you or given you any tips how to handle a 10-day race as a rookie at 10 days?
Yeah, he's been very helpful. He's been telling me to kind of take it easy. Don't go out too fast because we have 4 extra days because I've only done 3 6-day races. So he's been very helpful. He picked me up at the airport. He set us all up. So that part he's been just excellent. I haven't had to do anything.
Scoring points already. If we could turn it into miles, it'd be great.
Yeah, he's wonderful. He's a blessing.
Yolanda, before those 6-day races, would you describe your attitude as being kind of nervous, anxious, or by this point when you do the long runs, you work it out once you get going, or is a little bit of tension before you start?
Yeah, like now my left foot is starting to bother me. Fred said it was all in my head. but I'm very nervous because I haven't gone past 6 days, 403 miles, so I don't know what's going to happen the extra 4 days. But normally, this is kind of normal for me. I'm kind of anxious. I'm nervous. So after I have lunch, I'm going to lay down for a little bit and try to just kind of relax.
What do you think, besides knowing that Fred was going to set up for you and kind of get you in gear, what brought you from all the way from California to Queens, New York? Is there something easy to describe what brought you here for 10 days or something else?
Yeah, I like a challenge. The race director, he invited me. He's been following me in my 6-day race in Arizona. He was amazed that I can power walk. And
he's also a walker, too.
No, I didn't know that.
12-hour walk. Talk to him about it.
I will. No wonder he said. Oh, I thought I was special.
Yolanda, in this little table group right here, you you are special. I mean, it takes something to come out of your comfort zone, to come across the country, to do something that's 4 days longer. That's a big deal.
It's a real big deal. I love a challenge, and this is challenging. Even just doing 6 days is challenging. I love a challenge. So 10 days, we'll see.
Do you see a number, or do you just want to be banging along at day 9.5?
I do see a number. I want to break the American woman record, which is 5'10". So I definitely see 5'11".
So 5'10 is the 10-day American women's record held by?
Her last name is Lang, Miss Lang. So, and that was in 1997 that she, here at the 10-day race, yes. So I'm apparently the second American woman to do it.
So setting records is a way of really establishing that you have to put out something every day, that you can't just take it easy and figure, well, I'll make up for it the next day.
I have plan A, B, C, and D. D is D, M, B, did my best. So, I do. And again, I don't want to jinx myself. I do know.
We just bring out the jinxometer and removed it from the entire area.
Okay. So I have a plan A, I have a plan B, and a C. I was actually, I'll show you. You'll be here the whole 10 days.
I
have it on a little card, and because sometimes you can't add, you can't think, you're not thinking properly when you're doing 6 day races. So I wrote down every day what number I should be on or what I need to do.
Now Fred, of course, is the master of the charts. I don't know whether he still has one. I've seen...
I got one. A little different this year, though. Before, I used to break it down in 24 hours, what I wanted to do in 24 hours. This time, I got it breaking down to 18 hours, and if I get a little behind, I got 6 hours. My goal this year is just to stay... You know, I get out here, I go to cars, I mean, you know, I like to disappear for a whole day. So...
Yolanda, if he disappears for a whole day, you see the car out there, you know he's not too far away. He may be in the trunk, but he'll come out eventually.
He disappears? So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, uh-huh. So my goal this year is to stay up 18. I'm not so much worried about mileages. Is to be on my feet 18 hours a day.
Now, Fred, knowing that Yolanda is kind of under your wing, does this give you a little bit more motivation to set an example for her, or are you going to cut her loose when 12 noon comes tomorrow and just...
Well, I don't have to cut her. Basically, I can't do, with her hair, I can't do my normal, what I've been doing the last couple of years.
That means going into the car and disappearing for a day? Yolanda, be sure, before the race starts, you see his car, and when you don't see him on the track, under my observation, I've known him disappear in there for a long period. He's not going to do it this time, though.
Right.
You know, he has a goal, and I'm going to keep on him on his goal.
What's his goal?
He wants to be on his feet for 18 hours, and also, I believe it's 60 miles a day or more.
Yeah.
A minimum of 60.
Well, I figure if I'm 18 hours, I can at least do 54 miles a day. So right now my minimum goal is 540. And my, you know, right. I want to do 540 or better.
Thank you so much. Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you.